one tonight. I think a scenic tour of a road manager's nightmare. We got off the bridge right near the beautiful Fred Gretz guitar factory.
Please,
you got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. You know what? Sometimes I play the horses, but it seems I never win. I went out to the races late last week again. This time I won $300. But as I left the track, this greasy dude slides up beside me and pokes a gun in my back. You know I always lose. You've got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Gentleman Jim, I said, listen, Susan, sweetheart, choose me or him. And she said, you lose. You got to suffer if you wanna sing the blues. Look out now. Oh, well, you can't sing a happy song if you're glad. Time began. So I went to talk my troubles to the hoodoo man. I told him all about my problems, and I asked him what was wrong. He said, you got to live the blues. if you want to sing your song. Boys, I always lose. You got to suffer if you want to sing the blues. Just to change my luck. I thought I wouldn't mind losing, 'cause it only cost a buck. I want an electric toaster and a baritone sax, but I had to pawn my clothes to pay the damn tax. You know I always lose. You got to. I always do. You got to. I always do. You got to suffer if you wanna sing that. I should introduce this aggravation of musicians to you. What's the name of the band tonight? I forgot.
The Pep Boys.
The Pep Boys. All right. So the name of the band tonight is the Pep Boys. The personnel changes. Actually, we have a fairly standard aggravation of two guys. Larry Packer and Andy Statman aren't here tonight, so I won't introduce them. But we got Kenny Kosak playing the fiddle. And... Roger Mason playing bass. See, that's the string section, not a horn section. So Jonathan Edwards playing harmonica. He's playing parts like they'd rehearsed, and this is the first time that we've ever played together. And Peter Eklund playing the trumpet and mellophone and stuff. Thank you.
Like Chicago?
This place, the color red is kind of like Chicago.
Oh, man, we did a television show in Chicago in the same studio that Bozo the Clown was done. And it was impressed upon us how heavy this was, man. In Chicago, tell you where Chicago's at. Bozo the Clown is the most important single television show on the air. They're booked up 7 years in advance for a live audience. By the time a kid gets in to see Bozo, he's too old to dig him, man.
That's not a mafia.
But that's all right, because they got Daly there, you know. Never mind.
Bozo's got control, man.
That's right, he's the mayor.
Stop the band.
Well, now, people, I want to speak to you about a man named Coombs. He come from down in New Orleans. He made his living stealing chickens and everything he could see. Well, that pop-eyed man, you know, he runs so fast, his feet wouldn't stay in the road. And if a freight train passed, no matter how fast, he'd always get on board. Like he was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. Travelingest man that there ever was in the land. He traveled and he was known for miles around. Yeah, then he never got caught, no, he never got washed until the police shot him down. Well, now the police hired a motor car chase old Coons, and they chased him from 6 o'clock in the evening up until 8 in the afternoon. You know that pop-eyed man? Well, he ran so fast that the fire came from his heels. I said he burned up the cot and opened up the coffin lid. That fool that disappeared. He said, I'm a traveling man. You know that it certainly was a traveling man. The travelingest man. What that there ever was in our land. He traveled and he was known for miles around. And he never got caught, no, he never got walked until the police shot him down.
Well, now, old Coons was on the Titanic when it went out to sea. He was playing a B-flat clarinet in the band when they did Mira Magata Thee. People saw him jump overboard. They said, that man must be some kind of a fool. About 45 minutes right after that, he was up shooting dice in Liverpool. He said, I'm a traveling man. People here really was a traveling man. He was the travelingest man that there ever was in a land. You know, traveled and he was known for miles around. Yeah, then he never got caught. No, he never got walked until the police shot him down. Well, one day old Coons went to the well to fetch a pail of water. And the distance that the rascal had to run was about 3 miles and a quarter. He got to the well, but on his way back, he stumbled and he fell right down. He ran back to the house, grabbed another bucket, caught the water for it, hit the ground. He was a traveling man. I mean to tell you, folks, he really was a traveling man. He was a traveling man that there ever was in the land. He traveled, known for miles around. Yes, and
police shot him down.
I don't know what I'm going to pick next.
Where are those cheeseburgers?
Yeah, where are our cheeseburgers, man? We can't hear me. Dladny Gruzna Pozalosa Tavrisha, Miss Oysen Khorshaw.
My friend refuses to play in such a bourgeois environment.
Emir Druzhba, Vladivostok and Sputnik.
My friend says that you should walk your dogs more carefully outside around here.
Called me from New Jersey to see if I slept enough last night. She said I got 3 checks in the mail and a refund on my union dues. But somehow when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I swear I don't know why. Hey, I don't know why I feel this way. Oh, you know I got someone else's blues. A almost perfect day. You know, I don't owe anyone any more money. All my cavities are filled. If I pull my hand out of my pocket too fast, I might drop a couple $50 bills. I got more dope than I can smoke. More chicks than I can use. But somehow when I woke up this morning, I must have had some man's blues. I swear I don't know why. I got someone else's blues. In the midst of an almost perfect day. Thank you.
Did he do a murder? Great God, what did that man do? He's a no good lying rascal. But I guess he's pretty smart because people, he's outside having himself a real fine, sweet, happy land high time. And his loser right here breaking my heart. I swear I don't know why. I don't know why. I got someone else's blue. In the midst of an almost perfect day. We're going to take a break and come back and play some more, but we'll play one tune first. What do we play it out on?
How about something like,
yeah.
Sitting on Top of the World.
Sitting on Top of the World?
Good idea.
The People's Key of D.
People's Key of D. Marx wrote everything in D. Except Das Kapital. It was in G, but everything else was in D. That's the People's Key, D. G is fat G. See, what are some of the other... Greasy A? You can have a greasy D, too, yeah? But D is really... Actually, I guess D isn't even as much the people's key as C. Probably C is...
What does D mean?
C. I think Lenin wrote in C a lot. Stalin wrote in C. Mao wrote in C. Mayor Baba wrote in the sky. I hope this all isn't too slick for you, you know. We don't want to get you guys psyched out or anything with our dazzling production numbers. We're taking the act to Vegas next week.
You got a terrific animal act, huh?
Yeah, great animal act follows it. It's called The Aristocrats. You probably see it. Where's your woman? Jack, I don't know. Packed up and left me about a month ago. Now she's gone and I know word. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. I saw a long old train take her down the track. I couldn't spit on a nickel, boy, if that'd bring her back. Now she's gone and I know word. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. I wish that she'd call me just one more time. I'd rip out the receiver, let her waste a goddamn dime. Now she's gone and I don't work. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. You know, she thinks that I loved her. Ain't that a shame? Day after she left me, I swear I forgot her name. Now she's gone and I don't work. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. Thank you. place that she'd call me. Just one more time. I'd rip out the receiver, let her waste her goddamn time. Now she's gone, now bird. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. You don't think she hurt me? She didn't hurt me at all. I can catch more women than a passenger train could haul. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the world. Boys, if I had a dollar for the broads I laid, I'd pay for nothing. I wouldn't need to get paid. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Still I'm sitting on top of the world. out come this girl, dressed in a scarf and a sneeze. She did a little dance, made me weak in the knees. You know, she danced just like her back had no bone. While the band played a tune they called a Mean Street Moan. Like this, she went. This.
And if you wanna read right,
better go. I didn't hang around, you know, I went straight for that dog. But on my way out, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sharon, he said, Sharon, what do you do to these men? When every night that show played, I was right there. I just stayed out of the reach of that cantankerous red bear. And it worked just like the man had said in the speech at the start. Because when the carny left town, it took a hum in my heart. And I still get this sharp shooting pain up at the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that old Main Street song. Oh, 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 Sharon, what do you do to these men?
Grande.